Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
That improve health and wellness of employees, which is where we connected, like, you know, as far as on that plane. Issues, that type of training became the cornerstone of her business. And she's going to talk about, you know, how self-limiting beliefs really, well, actually, I'm just going to let her get online and talk about it. I'm going to bring Debbie, I'm just going to call her Dr. Debbie Pickus because she is so brilliant. But Debbie, we're just going to upgrade you right now. Here we go. Dr. Debbie.
I mean, listen, my maiden name initials were DR, so why not?
Oh, awesome thought, right? Yeah, so first of all, good morning and welcome to the
morning.
Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Bright and early here in Chicago.
Yeah, and you know, I was doing that beat, right? Because I just moved from Chicago to Georgia, and the extra hour is really nice. I'm just gonna have to tell you, and it's a little warmer. So.
Yes, I bet it is. Got really cold here this week.
Yeah, and it's actually, you know, I used to make fun of people who lived out here, like in Georgia or Florida, even California, and they would be walking around with coats, and they would say, you know, oh, it's cold. I'm like, you don't know cold. It is cold, baby.
I guess once you get used to the change, then it feels cold, you know?
I need that coat because it's a very wet air. So some moist air goes right to the. It's 20 degrees in Chicago right now. I just thought I'd tell you. I just looked it up. I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
That wakes you up.
Yeah, I know it does. And you're not going to get any sympathy from me. Just come over here and play. Play in Georgia. I'm just gonna everybody come to Georgia.
Yeah.
So talk to me. First of all, thank you for being here, and I'm really excited to have you here. I was so inspired when I met you years ago in Dr. Danny's office, and, you know, the way that you empower people to shift their mindset is inspirational on so many levels.
Thank you.
And I didn't understand how prevalent it is, and I know that your focus is on women, but I really think it's also men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Human condition. Yes.
Right. Totally. Tell me how you got started.
Well, I mean, so the bio that you read is when we originally began Team Fireball, and we were focused on team building events. I've got a fitness and martial arts background, and I'd owned another business previously. So the idea of the team building events that were physically focused came out of that, and then eventually we did morph into focus primarily on self-defense training programs and companies. But the thing that I loved the most about that was, number one, the awareness of yourself, okay, and your surroundings and how you were showing up, you know, our clients, how they were showing up, right? Because the way you show up when you walk in a room, the way you show up when you walk down the street, determines how people view you,
mm-hmm.
whether that's an attacker, whether that's a job interview, whether that's, you know, impressing your boss, whether it's the opposite sex or, you know, same sex, whatever works for you. But, you know, how we show up, but also mentally what's happening underneath how we show up also determines where we end up. Right? So I discovered in my own journey that I was struggling with a lot of limiting beliefs. And here's the thing about these unconscious beliefs, these underlying beliefs, is that we can say we want X, but if we believe we're capable only of Y, we're going to get Y. There's no way for you to want this, but believe you're only worthy of this and still get that. You've got to change those beliefs, and you've got to understand that those beliefs are even there. If you don't understand they're there, you can't fix it. You may have met people in your time on this planet who kept ending up in the same situations over and over, right? They might... Me too. Well, so along the way, I actually years ago went to a business coach's, this is before I even started in Fireball, that I went to a business coach's event, and the thing she said the first day was, I could lose all my money tomorrow. It wouldn't matter. I know I could make it all back. Making money's easy. And when she said that, it hit me like a ton of bricks, and I realized, oh, my God, I don't believe that about myself. Like, I knew something was wrong because I'd had some financial struggles. I'd been down some more than once, right? Like the same pattern over and over and over again related to money. Anytime I had some, it disappeared. I spent it wrong. I had trusted the wrong people. Like all these things were happening. And I had gotten myself into some really deep crap where I lost my home and I pretty much went through everything I had. And I went to this person's event and I heard that and I was like, oh, oh my God, wait a minute. That explains so much. Mm-hmm. And I started then on a journey to find out what was going on. So I, even on that road, that was a long road, right? Because I was going to money coaches and I was going to, you know, investors and I was going to people that knew money, but it wasn't the money. It had nothing to do with money as itself. It was my money story. It was my money beliefs. It was my own personal beliefs. And when you're a business owner, if you've got this kind of money belief happening, you're not going to make money. Or if
right.
you do, you're going to figure out a way to get rid of it, right? Because somewhere deep in there is that. So we're all having, I mean, from childhood, we all have some kind of situation, experience that happened. I mean, I can go into the neuroscience of it, but not, and I'm not a neuroscientist, but I just know how it works. Is
well, I'm not a neuroscientist either, but yeah, right, I get it. Go for
right.
it.
Right, yeah. So when you're born with about 100 billion neurons, but with only about 25 billion synaptic connections. And as you grow, like, so your neural network is not built
up. Your background noise or mine?
25 billion synaptic connections. And as you grow, like,
so oh, yeah, you may have another
wait.
Window.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay, let's see how that works now. Whatever it is, I think it's handled.
Test.
Yeah, we're good. All right.
I was on the roll.
Debbie, you were born on a roll. Sorry, you were just born on a roll.
Oh, gosh, you're funny.
But, I mean, the thing about money and self-limiting beliefs, it's really strong. Most people don't know this because I don't typically talk about it. My father was a multimillionaire by the time I think he was 21.
Wow.
And he came from nothing. You know, so he was cleaning fish at the age of 7 to support the family because they didn't have a dad. And he lost his money. I can't even tell you how many times. So I watched him lose money, but I also watched him make it. And I watched him not worry about it. And so it shifted when I started realizing I clung on to the lost money, right? I didn't recognize the fact that he recreated it. So then I thought, oh, money's easy. Manifest what you want and go for it. And so I get it. I mean, and we don't
You know, some of those are cellular beliefs, meaning from like, you know, from my standpoint as a healer, we bring on these cellular beliefs from lifetimes of you know, generations that's passed on from, you know, our ancestors. And then some of it is just what you grew up and watched. But go ahead and tell us more about your journey relative, I mean, because you broke out of that, right? So talk to us about that.
Yeah. So, like I said, I once I heard it, then I knew something was up, and then I went on a mission to discover it, and I ended up working with a coach whose methodology helped me identify the fact that that's what was going on. And so I was studying under him for various reasons around my mindset and everything else. And then eventually, and he offered a certification. He taught us, but then he offered a way to like get deeper and really learn the methodology and learn how to teach it. And I took advantage of that program, not planning to become a coach, not even planning, you know, just because I knew it would help in my current business, because it was all about power and confidence anyway, what we were doing with self-defense. But then once I got into it and did it and learned the work so well, it was some event that I was doing, I basically just made an offer, you know, to any women in their 50s who are struggling with X, come talk to me afterwards, and they did. And then I began to get clients out of that. And then I started to realize that, wow, you know, we do all have this, right? Mm-hmm. It's just who you resonate with and you know, what they say about ideal clients, you're basically, your ideal client is you 3-4 years ago, right? I mean, that's what they say. So I do prefer to work with women who are in their, you know, 50s and up, but ironically, I've had women in their 30s. I've done work with companies. I've had some male clients. You know, so it's what happens is it's self-sabotaging behavior is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's I see what Andrew's saying here. Deserve levels.
A few minutes ago, so I was late in getting that one up because of our...
No, that's okay. That's fine. But it is. There's something underneath. I mean, I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm not good enough. I don't know how. I don't deserve it. I'm not lovable. But there's a million of them, right? I mean, and so when I work with people, we have to uncover that, right? So that's it. But while that's in there, this is where in certain areas of life, it's going to show up everywhere, right? It just depends what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. No, I totally agree. And it's interesting. I think it really shows up in our relationships.
Yes, absolutely.
Andrew and I have been together almost 4 years now, and you know, I was telling him, and what was the name of the book I want to write? Do-Over.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why, and I should write that down so I don't forget it again. So, you know, I think you know my health journey. You were there as I was, you know, peeling that onion. But I was misdiagnosed, put on, I think, like 17 drugs. I had to look it up. and nearly died in 2013 and was on disability for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you clean up your diet and you change out your water supply and you find another way to manage pain using, you know, frequency or oils or what have you, and or supplements, and you think you're good. Plot twist. You're just getting started. And I decided that when I looked at my life, and Andrew and I were talking about this just like really, I think, last night or the night before, it was like I needed a do-over. So first I had to do over my body. Then I had to do over my mindset.
Yeah.
The body part's easy, people. Like, once, if you can, like, just commit to eating healthy food, that's the easy part. The mindset is what takes work.
Yeah.
So first I went back to work, and I had to figure out how do you manage your stress levels and your emotions in the workplace.
Right.
So then, you know, I'm working for a company probably for, I don't know, a couple of years before I decide to start my own company. And then there's the stress levels around being your own boss, right? Because now you got all these other bosses, right? Because you're never really your own boss. And then marches in Andrew, right? I meet him, love of my life. And I have to figure out my mindset around that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's a complete do-over. It's a do-over. And there's the name of my book. Because if we entered into this world with a particular mindset and a particular way of being and a particular expectation about how things work, and you have to do it all over, it's a do-over.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that depending on whatever your limiting belief was, or several of them, right, there's never just one.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Right. Well, and so one of the things I do when I do a workshop with, or, you know, just even an individual coaching thing, is I've got a list of limiting belief, inner conflict kind of concepts. And I have people look at them and, like, circle all the ones that apply to you, you know, and then we narrow it down, right? But a lot of them are going to layer on top of each other, right? It's not like there's this one and then that one over here is completely different. There can be three or four or five of them in there. But whatever that is, what happens is that they become the lens from which you view everything in life. Mm-hmm. So if whether it's your health, whether it's your body, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your work, whether it's your money story, whether it's your, you know, whatever it is, those, it's going to be, it's like a pair of glass sunglasses. You know, you're going to see it everywhere because it's just what's in there, right? It's not like it's different for this situation. Even situations where you might be more confident than others, underneath somewhere it's in there. And so that's what we go in and identify and figure out what's happening, and then we figure out ways to flip the switch on that. So
how do you flip the switch on someone who has a self-limiting belief, doesn't even see that they have that self-limiting belief, right? So first thing is the awareness. How do you create, you know, so like I teach awareness around our energy, like how you feel in your heart, how you feel in your head,
right,
specific things, right? Be a specific music tuned to a specific frequency.
Right.
Could be around, you know, certain areas, and we test, we turn on and off frequencies so people can actually feel it. How do you keep awareness around a belief system? That's hard.
Well, right. Well, first, there has to be a lot of questions, right? Because the problem isn't the problem that we see way up here. The problem is way underneath, right? Like,
okay.
Sometimes you'll get way under, you know. So if I'm doing an hour and a half workshop, we're going to just tap the surface and get the gist of it. You know, I mean, I was on Clubhouse on a summit the other day, and a woman asked questions, and she told me something, and I said, well, it's possible that you have this going on, you know, because, I mean, I could basically hear what she was saying, but until I dig deep in, you know, I don't know why she had that, you know, like her ceiling of making money was a certain ceiling, and that was it, and I could hear it when she spoke, but I can't go any deeper than that without having a full-on conversation with her and really understanding, and then what we do is, depending on how long somebody's working with me, wherever they're struggling So in whatever their goals are, wherever they had a struggle, then it's like, okay, let's talk about that. And when you get underneath, you're going to find pretty much that same limiting belief or something similar there. What we have to do, you know, on a broader scale here, right? Again, this is not, it's not a quick fix, but we always find evidence for what we believe. So if I believe, let's just use the dating world, which I've got a fabulous man, so I'm not dating, but let's just use that one. If I believe that there's no good men out there, I'm going to keep finding jerks, no matter what I do, right? I'm not even going to, I will not be open to seeing the good ones or like allowing myself to even meet them or get to know them or something, because there's a type that I like and they're all the jerks and I'm just going to keep finding them over and over and over and over again. Even though these other guys are over here, it's not that they don't exist. They exist. I'm just not looking at them because they're not in my purview. They're not what I believe, so I don't see it.
Kind of like when you're shopping for a car. Like,
yeah. It's called the reticular activating system, and as soon as something becomes into your awareness, you see it everywhere. Now, that didn't just show up. Everybody didn't just buy, you know, the Tesla you want, you know. Of course, around here, that's all I see are Teslas. But you know, it's there. I mean, they've been on the road that whole time, but now all of a sudden, boom, that's in your mind. So now you're noticing. Well, that's what we do with limiting beliefs, is as soon as you notice them, then you're going to start not only noticing that, wow, I've got that here, I've got that here, I've got that here, but what we do is we make new decisions, because beliefs are just decisions. They're just a belief is just a decision you made when you were like from, I never got the neuroscience thing out, but basically from the time you're born to about 5 or 6 years old, all the experiences that are happening, you may attach a meaning to something based on the quality. Let's say you had an experience with the dog where you felt like the dog attacked you. Well, now dogs are dangerous. So anytime you see a dog, whether the dog's dangerous or not, you're going to interpret something the dog does as dangerous. And you've got this belief. And then as you get older, like the myelin sheets in your neural pathways get thicker and thicker and thicker, and that belief becomes like ingrained. So the first thing we have to do is notice the belief, notice that it's just a decision, make a new decision, and then find evidence to support the new decision. Simple fix, you know, takes work though, because you've got 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of having these beliefs, right? They're not going to just magically go away one time. It takes some work and some energy and some evolution.
I totally agree, and there's it does take work. You and I were supposed to get together before I left to Georgia, and it just wasn't happening. We were packing up the house, and I was hoping to show you how I help people shift their mindset faster, but I have to do it right here. So this is the BOD. It works with the brain, so it's a sound frequency. And you just wear the headset, right? But my brother years ago bought me this little, called a music bullet. So now I can play it. and what it does a reset on the neural network of the brain. So whatever your belief system is around men, for instance, right? You put there's there's a disruptor button and a frequency button that you can't read here, but those are the top. And the bottom are the volume. And you turn it on, and let me just see if I can get this up. But you turn it on, and you get this, it's a white noise based in drumming, right? And you can actually shift the mindset, because you're thinking about it. It puts the brain, hold on. It puts the brain in a theta state, a calm state. And then as you're thinking and writing about whatever that mindset is, it doesn't erase the memory. It erases the trigger, your reaction.
Got it.
Because I had a mindset that all men were bad.
Yeah.
I definitely had that. And then walked in I think it was like 2010, I met a man, his name is Dr. Ken Cordes. And we dated, but we really ended up being really close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And he lifted me up.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything that I didn't expect, right?
Yeah.
At some unconscious level, I knew that I deserved it because I started, you know, he actually had me be the chairperson for the American Diabetes Association expo.
Mm-hmm.
Because he could do that given his position. He could
yeah.
put me in the space.
Yeah.
You know our friend, I think, Dave Rubin, right? I think you know Dave Rubin. He showed how women were supposed to be treated.
Yeah.
But neither one of them were for me. But
yeah.
they were my training ground
yeah.
for Andrew.
Yeah.
Because Andrew's perfect for me.
Yeah.
Right. And so, but by that time, I did all my work, right? Because it doesn't just flip like that. I'm talking about it quickly. Like you said, it takes time.
Yes.
And, but what I really like is that there are ways for self-care.
Yeah.
So outside of, like, so you teach what you teach. You help people shift their mindset. They still have homework to do, and then they can use a BOD to
yeah.
support them on their own journey. You know, still come back to you because they still need your data sets, right? Because
yeah.
without your data, they don't go anywhere, right? They just stay in the same place because it's hard to access that information.
Right, right, because we have blind spots. We all do. I mean, I have my own limiting beliefs still. You know, they're in there. The thing is that because I've been doing this work, once you open yourself up to the possibility of, oh, this thing is in there, wow, now I see it, now I can't unsee it. And then, I mean, I recently was working with a couple different coaches, and I mean, I still am, and I am actually just went through like a 3-day training with one of them. And she's layering on top of what the other one's doing. And so it's just like I'm solidifying, right, because I'm seeing evidence to support my new powerful decisions around my ability to make money and deserve money and handle money and do all these things. And oh, perfect for me too, honey. That's my good job. Way to put it out there.
We know what we're doing. Okay.
Bonus points. Hi, Debbie Green. Thank you. And thank you to Jody. I don't know who you're thanking, but we appreciate it.
Oh, so she's thanking us both. So Dr. Debbie Green
yeah.
Is our host for Thursday, and she's
nice.
Brilliant. She's a therapist, and she's also a clairvoyant like I am. So it's amazing how we can access together source energy to help people.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Love it. Source energy is key. Anyway, I don't remember where I was because I was seeing people's comments and liking them.
I'm sorry. I will be more careful.
Okay. No. It's great. It's all good. We're just flowing here. There's no right or wrong way. We're
so,
in the week of Thanksgiving. We're thankful and grateful, right?
Yeah, you know, I really am. So I'm excited for this week.
Yeah.
And we're doing beef. We're not doing turkey.
whatever works for you.
You know, Debbie, what I got, and so let me just put this out for the rest of you who are struggling with that. You don't have to follow the crowd. I mean.
You do not.
Yeah, yeah. Do your thing, man. Beef is what's for dinner in our house. I mean, so I want to look at your questions again. So
questions that I gave you to ask me questions.
Yeah, and I want to talk about
questions. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Ask me whatever you want.
Well, it's about recognizing our beliefs, and I want to also talk about not always in alignment with our highest values, like with what we want.
Right.
And I love talking about how you make, I want you to talk about you first and then how you help others. But like, you know, when you make a decision,
yeah,
even if it's the smallest decision,
right.
You know, where to eat, right? I mean, a lot of people are constantly doing for others, so they're not operating within their own highest good, right? I call them people pleasers.
Mm-hmm.
So how, talk to me about how that worked, how you start operating in alignment with your own values. And I'm not saying don't compromise, you know that. But, like, how do you start operating in alignment with your own values? How do you start to learn to put yourself first?
Oh, well, okay, there's about four different questions in that one, but yeah.
Well,
there are. well, first of all, you have to understand, like, what is important to you. Right? Operating in service of others, being the kind of person who likes to help others and likes to do things for others because you want to, is actually operating from your highest self. Doing it because you think you have to, because that person's not going to love me if I don't do this, that, and the other thing, because I'm going to not be likable, because I, you know, if you're coming from a place of a limiting belief while you do it, then you're not being of service to yourself and you're not operating at your highest level. So it's the intention is what's the most important thing in all that.
That is a great, and I mean awesome distinction.
Yeah. That's it, but that's all it is, right? Sometimes saying yes to somebody about something out of guilt, I mean, you know, listen, if you've got an elderly parent and maybe you don't want to be the only, you know, and you've got siblings that you're the only one doing it, sometimes there's resentment and things there. But it just, everything just depends on what the intention is. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. There are so many levels when it comes to something, you know, a situation like that. But I say that we have to just be really clear about what's important to us and what feels like self-care to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to some people, self-care is cleaning or is cooking the entire Thanksgiving dinner and serving it because that's how they show love. To other people, it's, oh my God, you know, if I have, it's letting somebody else do that because you don't, you know, I mean, in my house, I'm not the cook, Bill's the cook, but he loves it. Like to him, that's showing love. You know, he loves cooking and serving people. It's how he shows love. You know, it's.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm a foodie and I love to, give people access to clean food, right?
Yeah.
You know, toxic free.
Yeah.
And I love to create recipes for people and serve it and make them happy and let them see what good food can look like. And by the way, it's good for your body.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, score. Tastes looking good.
Yeah.
Easy to make, and it's good for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing. Like, it used to be growing up, and I'm going to go to a commercial soon, and I don't know that the commercials are going to work on Blog Talk, so hopefully I have a few here that I can run.
Yeah.
But after every meal, bathroom and then passed out. That's how it was.
Yeah.
That's healthy. And a lot of people have that experience. And so I started teaching people, well, what if it didn't look that way? What if
yeah.
it didn't? And it's not supposed to look that way, right? So it was shift, you know, a lot of what I do also is helping people shift their mindset about what life is supposed to look like, you know?
Right.
I know a lot of people who don't even eat lunch because they won't have enough energy because they'll fall asleep. So they skip a meal or don't eat all day and then eat at night. I'm like, but your body... That's your body reacting, right, to something that it doesn't like. And even if you're eating whole foods and organic and it's still doing it, I mean, food sensitivities, right? So,
right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah.
See if I can run a commercial on Blog Talk first, and if I can't, I've got some on StreamYard.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you
which is kind of silly sounding here. So I'm actually going to, Naeem is our executive producer, so I'm actually just going to run the commercials I have here.
Okie doke. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naeema Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Okay, we are back with Debbie Pickett from Team Fireball. And so tell me, Debbie, what kind of results can your clients expect from you after working with you?
People have had some great results. I had a woman, one of my first clients was a couple. I attract control freaks. I don't know why that is, because I'm really not one, but yeah, I just realized that. So, a couple that had really high anxiety about just life and everything in general, and they actually mastered some big events in their lives with calm and flow and peace and, you know, not reactionary. One had a huge corporate event that she had to plan, and the other one had some personal things with a family member that, you know, pretty big stuff, right? And managed through both things, the two different ones, right? So the corporate event, all sorts of changes happening at the last minute. It was at a restaurant with only a certain amount of seats, and at the last minute, other corporate executives decided they were coming, and she, like, on the spot, had to manage the situation without, you know, panic and anxiety, and she did.
So that's awesome right there.
Yes, exactly.
I call it the pivot skill set.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, she just absolutely, I remember her coming to me and saying, I did, you know, here's how I did this. And she also, they sold their home and rent, you know, got a new one and had to manage all that within a few. There was a lot of different things that were happening at once, and she managed to handle all of it without being in a state of, like, anxiety and stress. Oh, of course, my son's calling me right now. They're good at that.
Tell them to call into the show.
My kids have a sixth sense. Anytime I'm just, you know, I'm doing something like this, it's all right. Time to call mom. That's all right. He's coming in town tonight, so I'm very excited.
Yay.
And then another one had some issues with one of her kids. It serious issues, managed that. I've got another one that within 3 months of working together, she was in sales, and she made her entire year sales goal within 3 months, and which was way past what she had done the year before. And I've got a current client who's basically doubled her rates 3 times already.
Really? How did she do that? Talk to me about that one.
She had a belief that if she won, somebody else had to lose. She didn't understand the abundance model of if I'm being of service and I'm creating value and creating long-term value, because I would tell her, like, she'd be tentative about raising her prices. And I said, what is the long-term value you're creating for these clients? Give me a number. And then it said, well, do you think it's worth, you know, what you're charging them then, if that's what they're getting? And so she had to understand that there was enough to go around, that what her value was, what she really had to offer. She also had to really dial in what she was good at, because she was kind of, I think this is a lack mentality. It's when, oh, I can do this too, and I can do this too, and I can do this too, and you're reaching for all these things that are kind of, you can do them, but they're kind of outside on the fringes of what you should be doing, right? But if you narrow into, like, this is my lane, I am super good at this lane, and there's enough business for me in this lane, I don't need to take all this. I mean, it's interesting, because I was recently asked to speak somewhere and present somewhere, and I said yes, because I you know, they can't pay me my rate, and you know, it's more like I'm doing it as a favor because it's somebody I know, right? But
right. It's
really not my audience, you know, but it'll be of value. But truly, I think a lot of times we do those things not from a standpoint of, like, my intention is I'm doing something for somebody because she asked me nicely, right? But if I was doing that because it's like, oh, well, they're not my ideal client, but what if there's an ideal client there, or what if somebody they know is an ideal client, or you know, for that standpoint, sometimes, again, that intention we spoke of, right?
The energy that you put out into the universe comes back to you tenfold.
Yes, and if I'm doing things because I've got a lack mentality, which I used to do this when I started my business, even when I started the coaching portion of it, I would be doing things all over the place and doing, and nothing was really coming back, and which is, listen, it's okay, depending on the intention. If I want to do something just because I want to be of service and be generous, then it's fine. But if I'm doing it because I'm hoping that I might get a client out of it, but it's really not the right crowd, you end up just messing up your energy. You know about this, because your energy is going into all these things, and it's not actually the right fit. Once you understand that energy, once you understand instead of, I do this really well, and this is exactly my lane, and I'm going to stay here, and I'm just going to sort of relax into it, the things you're trying to create are just going to flow right back to you, because you're in the right spot. One of the biggest things, besides her doubling her rates all these times, was her understanding, like, she was trying to do all these other things. And really, the one thing she was good at was it was a narrow niche, but she was great at it. And I'm like, just do that.
That's what I just uncovered myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't feel like I was doing wrong before. It was part of my journey, and had I not followed that part of my journey,
that
wouldn't be where I'm at. So my business model has been to offer those things that help me to reclaim my health.
Right.
Nutrition, water filters. So I sell the water filters, right? And I became a nutritionist, and I became certified in essential oils. Essential oils are so powerful. Every day is something new, right? I mean, I learned just the other day, you know, I mean, I've always known that the essential oils are water soluble because they're plants. But what I didn't know is, I mean, and I also knew they had a frequency to them. But what I didn't know is the more that we use them, while the oil itself doesn't accumulate in our body, the frequency does. Yeah. So you're vibrating higher, right? And you accumulate, you continue to vibrate high. And so what I got, and this has really just been in the last few weeks, Debbie, is that my real gift is a medical intuitive, meaning, and actually, let's take out the word medical. Let's just say intuitive, because, mm-hmm. yeah, I can help people, and I know exactly what's going on, and I know the solution for it. But what I also can do, my gift is accessing source energy
yep.
to give people the message that they need so yep. that they can move forward and through in their life. I had no idea that had I not gone through those other steps, I wouldn't have gotten here.
Right, you have to go through the crap
right.
to get to the gold, right? Because you just don't. If you just woke up one day and like, oh, I'm just going to do this thing, you know, you're you might know something that you're somewhat good at. You know, I mean, you try this. But it isn't until you kind of get smacked in the face a few times that you're like, oh, wait a minute. This is what I bounce back from that. Here's how I did it. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's what I used to do that. Oh, here's, you know, it's like you said, peeling away the onion. You've got to release what's in there. But I don't think we always know what it is until maybe until something happens that kind of knocks us down. Not always, right? But
most of the time, though, I don't know anybody who is at the top of the mountain or even close to the top of the mountain who didn't have to climb, you know,
yeah.
the very slope. And so I'm going to tell you, and I don't think I've ever told this story on national show. So, okay,
what's happening? I'm bringing all this stuff out of you.
No, because it's who you are. You're amazing.
I'm just taking credit for that.
What's that?
I'm going to take credit. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. No, I liked the day I met you. So there you go. So here's the story. So it's 2014. I'm laying on my couch,
mm-hmm.
and I'm getting messages. Of course, I think they're my ideas. Right? I don't know I'm an intuitive at this point. And but the message was, and I kind of felt my mom had died, right, 3 years earlier. And so I kind of felt like it was my mom's energy. But, I haven't wrapped my head around this, and I'm not making the distinctions at all, okay? But I am following my gut. And the message is, you know, at that point, let me just back up because not everybody else knows this. At that point, I have a diagnosis of having bipolar disorder, schizo-2, right? And then I have about 18 other health conditions, you know, high cholesterol, diabetes, trigger fingers, you know, torn rotator cuffs, blah, 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 the list is long. And so the message in my head is that I should go see this neurologist, Dr. Andrew Gordon. And I really feel like it's my mom. So I'm like, Mom, why would I see a neurologist? You know, I've got bipolar disorder. Because that's my belief system, right? That's what the doctors told me. So I do, as I'm told, and I call the neurologist, who was my mom's doctor, right, for 7 years. Or longer. And they said, well, do you have a referral? Well, kind of.
<Yeah.
laughs> Right? Well, but I knew it was my mom. And I said, well, kind of, but not the one you're looking for. You know? So a month goes by. I go see these other doctors, and they want to do sleep studies, and they want to put me on more drugs. Now, we still haven't unraveled this.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Gordon is the one who unraveled through testing. Yeah. So a month goes by, and I've been asked to see this other doctor, you know, for sleep study, blah, blah, blah. And my mom's like, call Dr. Gordon, the neurologist. I call Dr. Gordon again, and I tell them, they said, okay, just come on in. You know, like, we don't want you going on more drugs. We don't think that's a good idea. We know we saw your mom for whatever number of years. Come on in. And I was the one taking my mom in. So they knew me. So I get in to see Dr. Gordon, and he said, so Jody, how are you? And I said, well, my mom sent me. And his face goes deadpan, and he goes, talk to me.
Yeah.
Because he knew.
Yeah.
And I told him the story. He did all the testing, and he figured it out. You know, blood testing, not only blood testing, but biopsies and,
yeah.
You know, science, all science to figure out all the things they said I had, I didn't have.
Uh-huh.
And so we got myself off all the drugs. But the point is that, you know, I was listening. It was my decision to listen, let's say, even to source energy or to spirit guides that helped me to unravel my own situation. And so I think really now, you know, here we are, what is it, how many years later, 6, 7 years later, it's really my role, I think, in this world is to be that conduit to help people access source energy so that they can get the message that they need and then teach them themselves how to access source energy because it is our divine right to connect to God, you know, and to listen to God and hear his word. You know, I don't really believe you have to go to church or synagogue or any other place. You can go into the forest. Because it's warmer out here, but you know, back to the, but you can listen to God anywhere you want to go. You can do it from, you know, comfort of your own home.
Absolutely.
What's that? Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's, I think, you know, I'm unraveling. We all are. And I think that whenever you choose to stop unraveling, you stop growing, right? And, you're always uncovering yourself, aren't you, Debbie?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I the term unraveling is, it doesn't resonate with me the same way it probably does with you. To me, unraveling is like, I'm falling apart, I can't handle it, you know, and maybe that's just...
Oh, no, it's peeling the onion.
Yeah, I gotcha. I was like noticing how that word landed for me. Yeah, I mean, I definitely am always learning and growing and evolving. You know, it's like why I still work with coaches, even though I do this work. I work with the same kind of coach. I work with other coaches. I mean, I think having mentors and coaches and a team and you know, surrounding yourself with the community and all that is highly important. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that. Okay.
It's okay. It looks like we may have some questions from. Well, I thought we had. We don't have any. Usually, we have callers call in. I think the holiday has it be a little.
Yeah.
So. But if there's anybody who wants to call in to the show, and ask a question or put comments on Facebook or YouTube or LinkedIn we can't see even though we're streaming on LinkedIn. If you have any questions or comments for Debbie or for me that you want to ask about, you know, mindset, you know, about the critical inner voice that we have, those things, put them in the thread. We'd love to hear your thoughts and answer your questions. So, but we are going to go to a break real quick. So if there's like a potty needed, this is fun, Debbie. let me get that in there. So.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being, and we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing. Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
And we have Zelda's comment. Thanks for helping us peel back the onion, Jody. We are still energized from the energy treatment you shared with us. You are welcome, Zelda. We did an energy healing and release class on Sunday where I taught people how to recognize their own energy, how to recognize how to access source energy, how to clear energy, and it was really, it was interesting, and we were able to clear entities, attachments, clear energy fields, and you left feeling much lighter. So that was really, really kind of cool. It was a great learning experience for us all. The funny thing is, when I taught people how to access source energy, one of the questions that I asked was, do I have an attachment? And attachment's not really a good thing to have, and so, although they teach us lessons. And the answer was yes. I'm like, oops. So you don't know unless you ask. Kind of like that. So, and we have Debbie back. Hi, Debbie. I'm going to go take a biological break, let me tell you.
Indeed.
So what's going on for you guys in the future? What does your next year look like? How are you going to support the community in shifting their mindset?
I'm working on a couple of things. Like currently I'm focused on entrepreneurs, women business owners. That is my client that I usually work with. I have done a lot of things in the corporate space. The women's resource groups and companies, a lot of times I'll do some of those things, but I'm looking into a program that it would be a group program because I typically work with women one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided that because community is so strong, right, and so important, that I'm going to be launching a group program next year, early next year. The details aren't completely there yet, but somebody's got a hand raise going.
That's kind of cool. So that's actually Andrew, and I'm not sure if I'm able to take the call, but I'm going to give it a shot after you're done sharing, Debbie.
Go for it. Take the call. We can.
Okay.
We've got time apparently, so we can talk about a lot of stuff.
I'm not sure if the if it's going to come through. So Andrew, can you? Can you hear me, and can I hear you?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
It's actually in another area.
There you go.
So, Andrew, he's probably not.
Yeah.
He probably is talking. You know what, Andrew? I'm going to call you on the phone, and you're going to.
That's it.
There we go.
Well, sometimes we just do the blog talk.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, but a lot of times we do blog talk using the phone, but since this went out, I'm just going to call him and let him, you know. Hold on.
Hi, this is Andrew.
Andrew, you are on the air. We couldn't get the blog talk to work, so we're just calling you and letting you ask your question.
That sounds good. Well, I've been able to listen to most of the broadcast. I really appreciate what you're saying, and I typed in deserve level. And you're right, people have self-limiting beliefs because we're fed a lot of information throughout media and through just general society of you're not good enough or someone else is doing things better than you are. And that's not the right frame of mind. You said maybe half an hour ago, you can have a wish. You can say, I want to be promoted, or I want to get that next professional level of achievement. But if you don't really believe in yourself, don't believe you're going to get it, you're not going to get it. You're setting yourself up for failure. And I agree with that. So when Julie and I talk about this often, to help us, help the audience understand, help me to understand, when you get into that kind of self-limiting belief, what are some baseline people should talk to you, absolutely should be talking to you personally because they need that one-on-one. But if you could give some general tips of what do you tell people to break, how they break out of that funk, get out of that bad mindset.
Oh, that's a lot of that. You've made a lot of good points there. First of all, I'm going to go back to something I think we were starting to talk about it earlier, and then I'll do my best to answer that. Thanks for the question, Andrew. Sometimes it's not that we heard, I mean, I just did a talk about this, but it's not that we necessarily heard something bad from like parents or coaches or teachers early on. It's the way we interpreted an experience. So I've got a client who, so just so people understand where these beliefs come from, right, and why they happen. It's not always like, you're not good enough. You're this, you're that. Those are not, we make a decision based on something that happened. So a client was working on a school project. His father came in and said, hey, let me show you a better way to do that. And he decided that meant he wasn't doing it right and he couldn't do it right. And then I'm not doing it right became like this mantra all the way through his life because he just kept, every time somebody would offer like, hey, why don't we do it this way? Or, you know, his wife might be like, hey, don't leave your shoes there. It's I'm not doing it right. Because it comes down to the littlest things. So some tips. I would say that here's a way to really get this, I think. We have two states of mind or two states of being, right? One is a powerful state. The emotions that are attached with those powerful states feel like happiness, joy, peace, love, laughter, fun, whatever it is, it's the emotions that make us feel good. On the other side of the equation, we have the primal or negative states. You know, we're going to say they're negative. And those might be anger, stress, anxiety, overwhelm, fear, frustration, jealousy, boredom, you know, all the ones that don't feel good. We can feel those in our body, right? We know what they feel like. Something triggers from the outside, you know, a circumstance happens, and suddenly our body goes into, oh, that didn't feel good. My stomach hurts. My neck tightened up. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. You know, you feel it first. When you have those emotions, they are tied to some belief. Typically, that belief is something made up. I'm not saying that the circumstance doesn't trigger something that could actually happen, but oftentimes we go way to a different place. So here's an example. You're sitting at work. Let's say you have a boss, right? You're sitting at work and the boss says, I want to talk to you at this time, or that report isn't done the right way, or this or that. And your body goes into anxiety level. Your stomach tightens up. You feel sick to your stomach. Oh, my God, this. Well, the thought that's underneath that is typically, oh, my God, I did it wrong. Oh, my God, am I good enough for this job? Oh, my God, I'm going to get fired. Oh, my God, if I get fired, I'm losing my house, and my wife is going to divorce me, and I'm going to live under a bridge. Like, we just basically take it to this, like, extreme level where realistically it could be, yes, you may not have done something exactly right and your boss is going to come in and say, hey, can you tweak it and do it this way? And then you do it and everything's fine. But we go to this place, and I'm as guilty of this as
extreme. Extreme is where we go, yeah. Right?
Right. Well, because there's some belief in there already. If I know I'm kick-ass and somebody comes in and says, can you fix this thing? I'm like, oh, God, what did I do? Oh, yeah, okay, got it, here it is, and I fix it, right? Because I'm not really worried about that. But if you've already got the belief in there of maybe I don't belong here, maybe I'm kind of not at the level of this job yet, maybe I stretch to get into this job, yay me, but wow, now I'm not sure I fit in. So it's like we were talking about before and that Andrew just brought up. Our unconscious programming it's like a missile. It's like a guided missile. If the guided missile is programmed to say, you're never going to have this, you're always going to go here, you're going to go there until you change it. There's no way to change it. Our thoughts also, we can't think any differently than our beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, there is a
lot. I think Stella said she liked my background and my energy, so thank you. That was a while ago. But
yes,
I saw it.
Debbie, let me jump in and echo something that you said earlier.
Please do, yeah. While I sip my coffee.
Surround yourself with mentors and leaders and people who build you up. And where you were going just a minute ago about we have negative self-talk, and that's having or surrounding yourself with people who are going to give you the positive self-talk is certainly a way to do that. And I agree that there's been times where my boss will say, we need to meet tomorrow. And so I'm thinking the worst. And then I get in there and say, yeah, you're doing an awesome job. We want to commend you. And everyone talks about the great initiative you started, and it's really going to make a big difference for the company. Like, whew, I didn't see that one coming.
Exactly. Yeah.
So people need to give themselves credit. They have the self-confidence and understand they've done everything that they can to do the right job. And so I can continue. I love what you're saying. I just want to echo the surrounding yourself with the people who are going to lift you up, not people who are going to bring you down.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's very important. You don't want to be around a bunch of, you know, let's use the term yes men, all right? You want people that lift you up, but you also want people that will be honest with you in a loving way, right? I think that what is it, like steel sharpens steel, right? So sometimes you've got to be around people that are going to tell you the truth and maybe, you know, you're going to have to feel some edges or something like that to grow. Right? So we need to be around people that will tell us the truth, but tell us in a loving way. And when I'm talking about surrounding yourself with people like that, it's a community of like-minded people. It's a community of people that are also going in the direction you want to go. So if I hang around with a bunch of people that don't care about personal growth and are still caught in their, you know, complaints and their whininess and all these things, they're going to pull me down. Like, have you heard, I'm sorry going off on a tangent here.
Well, I love it when you do. Go. Yeah.
Have you heard about the crabs in the bucket? Have you guys heard this analogy?
I have not.
So I don't know that I'll get it exactly right. But the analogy of the crabs in the bucket is if there's a bucket of crabs and these crabs are being caught by, let's say, a fisherman or something like that, right? And the crabs,
I went to a bad place.
Okay.
My crab. Sorry.
Yeah. And one of the crabs starts to climb out of the bucket, like, because they'll just hang out in there. But if one starts to climb out, they'll all reach up and pull that crab back down.
Really?
So the gist is, well, it may be a fable and analogy, but it gets the point across of, sometimes we've got our group of friends or our group of people or a group of whatever it is, coworkers. And when one person starts to lift up, sometimes this happens with families and marriages and stuff. When one starts to grow, the other one wants to pull them back.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want they don't want you changing. They don't want to come with you. They want to pull you back down. So surrounding yourself with people that have a similar mission, right, doesn't mean I have to be on your mission, Jody, but it does mean that I'm evolving and I'm growing and I'm lifting myself up to another level, which is why I surround myself with communities of people that, you know, I mean, I'm in communities with people that are earning $1 million in a month or in a week or in a weekend.
Right.
Now, I'm not there yet. But and I don't know that that's where I'll end up, but I do know that these people are like uplifting and powerful and not comfortable with the status quo. And so
yeah, can you repeat that last sentence about not being comfortable with the status quo?
They're not comfortable. They're people that are going places. They're not going to stay where they are. Here's the thing. I heard this was amazing by a huge fitness person years ago, because I used to go to the fitness conventions for years, and he said that if you're standing still, you're not really standing still, you're actually devolving, you're actually moving backwards.
Wow.
So you can't just stay where you are, because when you stay where you are, you lose ground. You have got to continually be growing and up leveling and moving and learning and doing things. So, I mean, you can surround yourself by the Miracle Morning Club on Clubhouse. I love listening to that. Yeah, exactly. If you are, you know, so I love that. I love being in the coaching communities I'm in, because I'm around people that are, and most of them are coaches of some sort. They're just up leveling, and they're moving, and they're growing, and they're continuing to grow.
So you recommend Clubhouse?
You know what? Here's what I recommend. I recommend checking it out. I recommend, I happen to love that room. There's a lot of rooms on there that are all like self-promote. I get tired of that after a few minutes. But what I do is I will, if something tweaks me, I mean, actually, like five women from one of the coaching programs I'm in, we do have a room on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Central. It's called Fierce Female Leaders. I guess I should promote my own stuff, right?
Yeah, please. Because I'd like to know, and then you can invite me. See?
Yeah, we actually just started it. We just started it a few weeks ago, actually. So we're getting
leaders on Clubhouse.
Yeah, it's the Fierce Female Leaders Club, and we just talk about all sorts of different stuff. But we're not on Thanksgiving, so don't come that day. But I go in these rooms, and it's like I listen just long enough to get a couple of great nuggets, and then I tune out. You know, I leave, because sometimes it's too much. But that's just me. Some people can be on there all day, and they love it.
Yeah, I have a short attention span. I like to read, I think, more than – I do like to listen. I love to, like, listen. I love to engage. But, Andrew and I think, are similar in that way. And, Andrew, I'll let you share how you like to – but I really like to learn through study. And then after I go study, I like to go play and engage with others to explore that study.
Yeah, and each of us has to find our own method of continued growth, right, whatever that is. It might be reading. It might be going to seminars. It might be listening to a Clubhouse room. It might be coming to, you know, the podcast world, whatever it is. There's no wrong. See, that's the other thing about all this.
Thank you.
I do want to share this with your audience.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong way to do this. There's the way that is going to serve you and your highest growth. You can listen to what all these other people say, and then you decide for yourself. We're all grown-ups. We're all adults at this point. Just pick what works for you and do that.
Okay, so there is no right or wrong to do this. There's only the – sorry, I was typing, so I didn't capture –
I don't know. Some stuff comes out of me, and then I don't know what it was. Just there's only the way that's going to work for you.
There's only the way. Yeah, there's only the. There's
we,
only
you can
the
only you can you can only. Like for instance, I'm just going to go back to Miracle Morning because it's a book and it's a great book, and there's like a habit stacking situation in it, and it's supposed to be a, you know, it's designed a certain way, but some people are like, oh no. I can't do it all, so I'm not going to do it. We do this in life sometimes, right? Oh, I'm going to go on this diet. Oh, shoot, I screwed up one day, and I ate ice cream and pizza and, you know, chocolate on the same day. I guess I'm going to give up. No, you know what? Whatever. You did that. Let's go back and start over, or just do it smaller. Pick one habit that really, like, this is the one habit that's really messing you up, and just every day do a little something in that direction. It's okay to do baby steps, because those small changes are what leads to big change. Sometimes people are, you know, I mean, okay, let's just go. New Year's is coming up, right? People, I'm, you know, changing everything and doing, I've got 30 resolutions and I'm doing all of them. And, like, you know, you'll see the gyms are packed up until January 30th. And by February 15th, it's all the same people, original people. You don't need to do that. Guess what? You want to start exercising because you haven't been doing it, go out for a 20 or 30 minute walk, like, a couple times a week. You know, do 5 squats.
Well, that's what we do in this house. So we got a basketball court out here and we play ball.
Do something fun. Put on one of your favorite songs and dance in your living room. You know, I mean, it just, any kind of movement is okay. That's where you start. People are like, I have to overhaul everything. Well, it's too big. You can't, it's like, what is that? Eat that frog. Or eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? You cannot, you're not going to eat the whole elephant. You're not going to do it all at once.
Well, yeah, so that's really a huge statement and something that people really need to understand. So when I was disabled, I couldn't walk. I mean, I couldn't use my hands. Both of my hands worked. And so how I started movement, literally, Debbie, was one step at a time. I started walking down, because I was on the third floor, so walking down 3 flights of stairs just to get my mail and making my way back up. Then I walked to the store, which was probably maybe a half a mile, eventually worked up to that, or I walked down to the end of the street. Now I can do 7 miles.
Yeah. I thought of something just now when you were saying that is,
yeah,
we start by making a powerful decision. Okay.
Instead
of I'm going to go to the gym, you know, and 3 hours, you know, every day, I'm making numbers up, right? But, or I'm going to go do this. Start with, I'm a healthy and fit person. I value my fitness. So you start by making this intention statement, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a tendency to not be that organized.
You?
I'm speaking the truth. Yes. There's clutter, there's stuff. It's not always, you know, it's kind of all over the place. I mean, I grew up in a very chaotic home, so it's just what happens, right? But when I make the statement of I'm an organized person, I do things that an organized person would do.
That serves you, right?
It's a very interesting dynamic that as soon as you make a powerful decision, your brain hears it and starts to be it. That's how you start this, right?
Right.
So I thought of it because it was such perfect timing. You know, it's a decision is not a to-do. A decision is a to-be.
A decision, hold on, you know I'm typing these in here for you. a decision, it always helps to feel, a decision is not a
to-do.
A decision. A decision is not a to-do, a decision is a to-be. So
yes.
Grammar issue things here. Andrew, are you still with us? What do you think about that?
I'm still with you, listening.
Yeah.
It's a to-be. There are ways that each one of us can continue to grow. When you talked about how do people like to learn, they like to learn differently. I do like to
gather some base information. Let's just suppose we're talking about this morning's topic. Learn about this, and maybe I'll look online and find a few more short resources to find areas where I think I can benefit, where I can make an impact on my life. And then if I find some entryways or some tools, then I can dive deeper in. And as both of you have shared, it's helpful to get the perspectives of some of people who are really good at what they're doing. Jerry and I talk about Dr. John DeMartini a lot. And so there's an example of a master at certain subject areas. Maybe you find you dive in a little bit of something, you say, this is really an area where I can help myself to grow better. And I can not take on everything, but I can take a half an hour, hour seminar online. And then that looks interesting. Let me dive deeper into an all-day or two-day course from a recognized leader and surround myself with other people who believe the same thing that I believe or similar things and have similar goals. Going back to my statement about surrounding yourself with people who will lift you up, you need to surround yourself certainly with people who are going to be critical in a good way to help you grow. But surround yourself with people, again, who will help you grow, help you to accentuate your gifts and progress. So I'm all in with that.
Yeah, I think having people that have a similar mission of sorts, right, whatever that is. One of the coaches I work with, I mean, he works with mission-driven entrepreneurs. And that's just the thing. And everybody's mission's different, but they all have a mission. And their mission isn't like, let me make as much money as I can. Their mission is something else, and they do it by using their gifts and bringing their gifts to their clients. I see Naima's got a gift somewhere, or a gift, a question. I don't know if you can find it. The fear of being criticized, what is the origin of the child's experience? Is this her question?
Yes, I just found it. So here it is, and I posted it here. So she says, the fear of being criticized, what is the origin? A childhood experience?
Yeah.
Is it parental or other adult criticism that leads to punishment not being done correctly?
Yeah.
Example,
yeah.
Getting spanked if a bet is not made or toys are not put away. That
right.
is a great question, Naima. So
right.
thank
yeah, that
you for
is
asking
great.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, depending on what it is, right? So yes, being spanked if your toys are not or your toys aren't put away, your bed's not made or something. It's yeah, I get it. I mean, that would obviously be parental. There might have been something that happened from a coach early on.
Or a boss.
Yeah, or a boss. Well, right, but this
is a lot of toxic bosses.
This is it translates into that later. We're talking about, like, the origin is going to be from childhood. So experiences, what happens with these limiting beliefs is, right, if as a child, if you were punished for making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
If you were berated for making mistakes, let me tell you how that manifests itself as an adult, right? Because I've got a client who's been through this. What happens is you're very careful about doing anything, and you play it very safe.
Play small.
You play very small. You play very safe. You only dip your toe in the water. You don't actually put yourself out there because in your mind, mistakes and failure are bad, and you will get punished if you make a mistake. But what happens, I mean, I don't know if you've ever met somebody like this, they end up just not only playing small, but you don't make decisions because you're so afraid your decision's going to be wrong.
Yeah, I actually have seen this. I won't use names. But, of course, I won't use names, but there's a family I know,
mm-hmm.
and the mom would berate the child like if the child spilled milk. Literally the story of spilled milk.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I spoke to the brother, And I said, well, why not just, why criticize?
Right.
And I said, why not just help clean up the milk?
Yeah.
And he said, well, of course you criticize. And I almost went into tears.
Yeah, right.
Because people spill milk all the time.
Right, right.
People break glass all the time. They break the plate. The plate's replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot harder to heal.
Yeah, of course. Of course. No, that's exactly it. But that is, for Naima's question, everything comes from sometime from before you're like 6 years old or 7 years old. Everything. Right? Now, it could have been a direct thing like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could have been like the thing I told about my client and his father offering to help him. You know, you hear something and you decide it meant this. So everything that we get is not necessarily somebody brutalized us, right? Or money stories. You know, you have no idea what your parents were saying when you were little. Money doesn't grow on trees. There's not enough money. We can't, you know, that toy's too expensive. You know, I mean, there's
money
also...
Money doesn't grow on trees. That was what happened in our house, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, like, I can't remember what I heard in my home. I truly can't. I don't know. I know that my father, when I was like kind of college age, was like, find a man to marry you and take care of you, you know, and I figured that meant I couldn't do it myself. But I don't know what I heard growing up, but I would imagine if he had that belief that I was hearing something like that, right? And so, you know, I mean, I know there was a lot. I had two older sisters, so... Realistically, I could have heard my parents talking to my sisters. One, my oldest sister was 11 years older than I am. And so, you know, when I was five, right, she was 17 or 18, whatever she was, I can't
think of. Wow, she got out of high school.
Yeah, so, and my other sister is 7 years older. So basically, when I was a child, the things I was hearing was what they were saying to those, my sisters. I don't know what they were, but I'm, you know, we had three girls, and my dad was the kind of, you know, he was kind of an old school guy, you know, girls get married. And so I know, you know, it's taken me a lot of years to unpack this. I still don't know. Don't you sometimes wish that you could, like, rewind and watch the movie of your life and be like, oh, holy crap, now that's where that came from. Like, you know, like, I can't
watch it. Figuring out all that stuff, like, you know, why I do what I do. It's like, wow, right?
Yeah, I want to watch the replay.
Yeah, so I
know the parts I should fast forward. No, don't want to see this again, you know?
Well, I had a low resonance anger. I've told the story a couple times already, but, you know, I assume we have different listeners. So I had a low resonance anger in my heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what it was from, but I just knew that I had a low resonance anger. And so we did, you know, some, hope I don't get arrested for this. So we did some psychedelics, some mushrooms. I mean, and not like an over thing, but like it's more of like a therapeutic approach, you know.
Yeah.
And that's how I take on life. And they're plants, so that works for me.
Plant-based medicine, right?
Yeah, it is plant-based. I think it was a medicine woman in my past life. And when I was doing the mushroom, I prayed to God to help me understand, to help me to release any anger I had and to replace it with joy.
Okay.
And so God, I go, show me where this anger came from. And I was 4 years old. My mom and dad, my dad brings home a lobster. You were talking about crabs earlier. So my dad brings home a lobster and is crawling on the floor, and he asked my mom, what's it?
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Yeah. She didn't know how to cook a lobster. You know, they grew up in canned goods.
Right.
And so she puts it in the pot.
Oh.
Right? So I had the imprint of that death. We all did. The imprint of that death on my heart chakra, as did all my brothers and sisters.
Wow, that's interesting.
So I cleared it, right? And I cleared it for my brothers and sisters. They don't necessarily know that, but now you know if you're listening. But I cleared it. Like, that's been with me since I was flipping four.
Yes, it's crazy, isn't it?
Because energy flows.
Your body remembers. What is your body remembers the trauma. That's right. It's a recent thing that I've heard, you know. It's interesting that I forget it.
Tissues are in the tissues. And I used, so what I did is I used the mushroom to extrapolate the message from God, and I used the bod to erase it.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I erased it in probably 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's upsetting when I hear about it, but I no longer have the low resonance anger. I don't walk around like that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay, I've got to drop off. I guess you're
going to
go to commercial break anyway. So
thank you for the reminder.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew Dolly.
Pleasure. I'll keep listening, but I've got to do something else right now, so I'll be dropping off the call.
All right, y'all. Bye. Okay. Good to have the support. I guess we're going to commercial.
Cool.
Let's see. And unfortunately, I can't run the other commercials I have because they're all on Blog Talk, but that's all good.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right, we are back. I guess let me just do one more commercial and let's see what we got here.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health. Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers as we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right. So I am... I brought this up to show you, Debbie, because you'll watch the logo is animated. And we did this at the beginning of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
We changed the logo from one ginkgo leaf to three community.
Right.
And you notice that they're getting out of their constraints. They're getting out of the circle.
Yeah.
They're getting out of the constraints of the path. So you can create a picture, right?
Right.
So, I wanted to show that because I think that I just love what you do. And we're going to talk, hopefully, offline about ways to collaborate. Because I don't actually do the leadership myself. I actually have people who do leadership for me. But it's my mindset. But I know what my gift is. My gift is as an intuitive and using source energy, but then they still need to go get themselves a coach. So So I'd love to talk to you offline about that, like how, you know, how I can help you serve the community. So I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We've been talking about so many great things. We've got about 15 minutes left on the show before we go to our closing. And you know, we were talking about what's coming up, and I think we got shifted because we had a caller, but what's coming up for your business next year?
Yeah.
What does this look like for you? I know you're working in community versus more in community with people versus one-on-one, which that's what I'm doing too. I'm doing groups. You're serving still, do you serve men at all or not much?
Yeah, I do. I have, as I said, because I'm a woman who went through this, I understand the feeling and I understand what it took and I understand what we women deal with. And I'm a certified women-owned business in Illinois. Well, actually, nationally.
Right.
So, which is great for, you know, diversity and inclusion and all that, you know, supplier diversity in companies. I've had a couple of private male clients. As I said, I have my group, but a lot of times people resonate, right? And so then they want to work with you regardless. So I would never turn anybody down that was a good client. And when I say a good client, I mean I'm the right fit and I know that I can help them. I don't mean they can pay me, right? Because
it's important too.
It is real, right? So they've got to be able to pay me, right? But I won't take on a client if I don't think I can actually help them with what's going on. I've actually turned people down. I've had somebody come to me a couple of years ago, and she required psychotherapy. She required a therapist for what she'd been through, and I knew I couldn't help her, and I knew I wasn't the right fit, and I told her so because I'm just not going to take on somebody that I can't, you know, help them. But my goal is, and I'm still debating if it's going to be a year-long program or if it's going to be about a 7 or 8 month program, but I'm looking at an ongoing group program where, you know, there's maybe like a couple calls a month with me, and then there's just a lot of work that they're doing in between. But I love the idea of community because I know how blessed I've been working with coaches. I do have coaches that work one-on-one with me, but they also have a community. And, you know, we all grow and learn from the community, and we all benefit from, again, surrounding yourself like a rising tide lifts all ships, right? When we're all growing, we're all growing. So next year will be more speaking, you know, some workshops, and then still my individual clients, and then also a group program that is not exactly completely done yet. But I know what it is. I've got it. I know what it is. I just don't know exactly when I'm launching it. Probably like January 15th, something like that, it'll launch.
Yeah, I mean, I just launched mine where I'm doing group classes. The first one started last weekend.
Nice.
And where we're just teaching people how to protect, clear their energy, and it's a practice. Like, it's kind of like your mindset. You don't just change it and you're done.
No.
It takes years.
If you could do things and change them like that, people would go to the gym once and then they'd be in the shape they want and they'd be over.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, if you're learning it that quick, you know, you go, who needs a university degree? Go to the library, right?
Yeah.
Who's your teacher?
Right. There's a muscle that has to be built and it has to be continually worked.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome because I think that, and going back to my question about men, what I uncovered in the last, I would say, 4 years is that, and it's a hidden thing, that men are abused. And there's this, like, I'm the divine.
Like, by their partners?
By their partners, as far as with their mother.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then they pick the partner that's going to help them live out that more abuse, right? And,
well, that's a human condition, right? I mean, it's men and women, right? We just seek what we knew growing up, even if it's not beneficial to us or healthy to us. We're trying to recreate what we grew up with all the time because that's our first experience.
Well, it's interesting. There's a yes and a no to that.
Okay.
I think that we do that in part.
Yeah.
And then there's other parts where we just know that's a bad thing. And so I did both, okay?
Then we try and find the opposite, yeah.
Right. So I was beat up as a kid, right,
mm-hmm.
all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure that the men I was around, wasn't even around men until I knew I would for sure be safe. Of course,
yeah.
That's why I became a bodybuilder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you become a martial artist?
I don't know. It was always in there for me. My dad, when I was probably a teen or a tween, I remember him taking martial arts. I think he took Taekwondo, but some
yeah.
form of karate. And I remember him coming home wearing his gi and demonstrating to me. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And it was just in my brain. And then eventually, years later, one of my friends, I knew that he and his girlfriend at the time were doing karate, and it interested me. And then one day out of nowhere, I called him, and I just said, are you going to start teaching karate anytime soon? He says, I'm actually starting something in a few weeks. This is when my oldest, who's now 31, was a baby. And I'm like, I'm there. And I actually drove because we lived in Libertyville at the time, and he lived in Cary, Illinois.
Okay.
So it's about an hour apart.
Yeah.
For those that don't know where it is. And eventually my ex-husband now and I moved further away. But I drove an hour to an hour and a half each direction for 7 years through two pregnancies and kids. My baby was at home, and I had two more along the way before I got my black belt, which I think my black belt is sitting right here somewhere. Ooh, it is. I'm going to get it.
Yes, please.
Da-da-da-da.
Yeah, right?
There is my belt.
That's awesome. I mean, and I think it's really
important. I will charge for this thing.
And it's important, I think, you know, I think that's a huge element of self-care, that you can be able to walk down the street and hold yourself. You know, you started talking about this at the very beginning. I had been taking notes, but I didn't really respond. You know, what you were teaching women now, I learned as a child.
Mm-hmm.
My father was a street fighter, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Streets. And so when I was a kid, I mean, what he taught me was how to walk, how to carry myself. He taught me for 2.5 years before I even got my driver's permit, okay?
Yeah.
Check the back of your car before you get in. Check underneath the car. Check the trunk. Check the back seat.
Yep.
And you get into your car. You know, his friend's daughter was raped. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that way. And so he taught me how to be on defense in life to keep myself protected. I have never been accosted outside my family, my brother, but, throw him a grace card, you know, because he totally, you know, fixed all that as we got older. But the point is that, you know, no one's on the street has ever tried to no one on the street is ever going to come after me.
Yeah.
I walk the street like I flip and own that street.
Well, that's it. There's a presence, right? A presence to somebody that has that training. There's a presence to somebody that has confidence like we talked about in the beginning. And whether it's your presence against somebody that might be an attacker or your presence in your business or in your workplace or, you know, nothing, even in a relationship, right, in a dating world, Nothing is sexier than somebody that walks in the room with confidence. Not arrogance.
Oh, all day.
Not arrogance.
No, not arrogance. Confidence.
Confidence. Somebody that walks in, there's a glow. There's an energy. There's a power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that energy and that power is so important. And
by the way, that's you.
Thank you. I had to work at it though.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, there's been times, I mean, I've stepped into some up-level situations in my business where I didn't feel all that confident, and it came across. It happens. You know, you've got to continue to grow and do it. The key is, if you hit something and you're like, you bomb, right? I can tell you that when I started kind of doing this part of my work, there's a couple times I bombed. And I bombed in front of a big crowd. And you get burned and you're like, I'm never doing that again. And then, you know, the next day you're like, okay, I'll do that again. Because you have to get up and do it again.
I have a tip for when you feel unsure.
Yeah.
And it works for me every single time.
What is it?
Well, first of all, I have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And I have faith that God has my back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I feel unsure, I pause, I breathe, I listen to God, and I'll also take a break for a moment.
Yeah.
And I'll bring in source energy, and I'll listen to God and have him take me where I need to go.
I love it. I love it. So what that brings up for me is this phrase that life is always working for us for our greatest good, our greatest outcome. And oftentimes it doesn't look like what we think it should look like.
Oh, score, right? Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times it's like, bam, oh, God, that can't be right, you know? Like, but actually, where do we grow the most? It's from the things that, you know, knocked us down and knocked us out, and we had to rise up from.
Yeah.
But again, what Naima's question about, you know, the person that's got this fear that if they make a mistake, well, they're never going to experience any of those things because they're never going to do it. They're going to live their life like in the corner, hiding and barely coming out, and you don't ever grow. But something else you just said reminded me of something that I want to share.
Go ahead.
Because you said, you know, you take a break and you pause and you breathe and you do that and you just kind of center yourself, which I think is a really smart way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I used to compete in my martial arts, I used to fight and compete. And there was a coach when it was early on, right? I mean, I think I was just level one or level two, whatever. I had one of my first belts competing, and I was competing against somebody that was higher up too. So, of course, psychologically, I'm like, look at that belt color. It's different than my belt color. Oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
But he said, this coach said, if you hear me say distance, back away. It means you're too close in. Back away and look at the whole picture. Because we can't, when we're too close in, focused on something, this works for everything. This works for a relationship. This works for a work situation, a project you're working on. You know, just like you said, when you feel uncertain, you take a break, you distance, you create some distance, you walk away for a second. Maybe you walk away for 5 seconds. Maybe you walk away for a half an hour. Maybe you put it away and come back to it the next day. It doesn't matter. But for me, he said, back out and look at the whole picture, because you're missing, you can't see any of the openings because you're so close in.
Right.
And I love, love, love that analogy, and I bring it into my work all the time because it's so true. Even if you're having a moment, let's say you're having a meltdown, you're having one of those primal moments, fear, stress, anxiety, or worry, overwhelm, all of the above,
mm-hmm.
or you're pissed off at somebody, or whatever it is, you're just like, you are it. You're having that anger, that meltdown. Walk away, set a timer. Maybe it's 15 minutes, maybe it's 2 hours. Set a timer, release it, get over it, get back to it.
Yeah, I mean,
acknowledge what's happening and walk away.
Yeah, because you can't solve things when you're in the thick of things.
No,
you
can't even see a solution because you're so deep in.
You're so mad, right? You're like, oh,
I'm right.
I've been there.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, and I've learned the power of the pause. right?
Mm-hmm.
Which and distance, that's a great key word.
It really is. It really is. I love it. It sticks with me. I mean, this is, oh my gosh, I got my black belt in 1998. So that's how long.
Wow.
It was actually just 23 years ago was my anniversary this month in November, just a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. So a year before that was when I got misdiagnosed.
None of things happened in the 90s, man.
I'll tell you. Well, you know, we're here towards the end of the show.
Yeah.
And I just want to share a few thoughts. You are a bright light. I was inspired by you the day I met you.
Thank you.
And I'm very grateful that you came on the show to share your wisdom. And for people who catch this live or catch the replay, how do you want people to reach out to you if they want to learn more?
Yeah, thank you. So a couple different ways. Number one, on LinkedIn, I'm Debbie Pickus, just as they see it on the screen here.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to my website, which I know you post, I think you had that up, but it's www.team-fireball.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a contact us button there.
Okay.
They can absolutely do that. Also, I don't know, are you in any of your notes or anywhere, if I give you some links, can people just go to it and get it? Or what's
I could also
give you some links to some things, but I want people to also understand, if you want to have a conversation with me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to mention something about the website really quick in a second, but I'm always happy to have a 30-minute phone call, and you know, it's no pressure. It's definitely not a sales pitch of any sort, but it's just a conversation. If you think that you struggle with some of the things that I solve, which one of them is self-sabotage and those things that hold you back, let's have a conversation. And if I can help you, I will tell you. And if I'm not the right person and I think I have a referral for you or I think you need something different, I will also tell you that. So I'm more than willing. There's a process to that. So my website right now really is focused on the self-defense training and the team building. There's one page that talks a little bit about coaching. I got to get a new website. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. I know that I speak a lot and I'm out networking a lot and people hear me, and that's typically how people learn about me.
If website doesn't sell you, that's a way for them to get in touch with you.
Right. But there is a contact us button on the website, and if you decide to go there, just put in whatever the subject line is or the notes that you heard me on Jody's show, so that I know where you heard me from or where you met. You know, where I came from in your brain. Unless I just magically appeared in your brain, which would be very cool. But there's a contact us button on pretty much every page on the website.
LinkedIn, do you want to share the LinkedIn link with me on the private chat and I'll put it in here?
I can do that. Actually, I've got a couple things that I can.
For sure.
One second here. I will get these for you. of course, today's the day that it's making me confirm everything. Okay.
Oh, there we go. You're back.
Never fails. One second here. It is coming. I mean, it's basically LinkedIn.com/...
Well, I actually just look you up because we're connected on there, so I can actually explore.
Well, there's, I just sent you that link.
You did? Okay.
And there's also, somebody's interested in just going straight to book a call.
Yeah.
I will give you that one as well. One second.
Sure.
I could have had all this ready, but, you know, I didn't.
It's all good. You know, we're really a family show. right? Like, and a low key, right? So there's your link. There's your LinkedIn profile.
Yep.
So just go to the Facebook page or YouTube page. And for, you know, and here's the other thing. If for whatever reason you're not able to access this, but you know how to access me, I can connect you to Debbie. So that's, you know, always, yeah, that always works too. And here's her calendar. So that, her calendar, so you can go there and just click on her calendar and schedule your 30-minute connection call.
And there's questions in there to answer, and it is a must that you answer those questions before I will keep the call. So just know.
Nice.
If you book it and you don't answer the questions, the call's not happening.
Yeah, value of time, right?
Yes, exactly.
High value activities all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Any other links that we should put in here? Or?
I think that's it. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could give you my Facebook. I don't know.
Well, your Facebook is your name, right? And that's fine. I mean,
although my Facebook is actually, my maiden name is in there.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So I probably will get around to changing that one of these days, too, but I just haven't yet. So I'll just give this to you.
Okay, thank you.
It's so funny. I mean, it says Debbie Pickus, but my maiden name's on there. So if they go to Debbie Pickus, there is a Debbie Pickus page, but that's not the one I look at. People are always going on there, and I'm like, I don't see that.
Okay, so
I'll get around to it one of these days.
Here we go.
My brilliance is in here. It's not, like, on screen. You know, it's not, like, on
well, and that's just it. It's like, you know, that's just the best. I mean, at least I updated the space that I'm working in, but there's you'll go, like, when people go to schedule with me, for some reason it's still showing Palatine from years ago, and I don't know what to do about it. And how many hours of the day am I going to spend trying to fix technology? You know, that's, you know, just
not for stuff that doesn't matter, right? Not for stuff.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm going to run our show ending. Typically,
yes.
We run the Blog Talk Radio Female Solutions show ending. We've got lots of callers here on the dashboard. They were just listening. We're so grateful that you called in and listened and to the show. You know, Debbie, we're going to have to schedule this again next year sometime. Meanwhile, we'll talk. Oh, there's more comments. Hold on. Oh, no, that was just me with the Facebook.
Oops.
Let's tune in next week. Next week, we will have the cheerleaders. Actually, I don't even know. I think they're founders for New Age, New Age and Quick. Quick is the new e-commerce platform. It's an Amazon alternative. And it's the advent of social selling, the new era where people now can get, you don't have to pay to be, you make a purchase, and then you share your unique link and get paid when somebody else buys that same item or any item from that store. It doesn't cost you anything other than the cost of what you decided to buy. Like in our case, we're buying organic shampoo. I think it's from Peter Lamas and helps your hair grow back. So that's what your maiden name is. One of our Saturday show hosts.
It's RAPPORG. Here, I just sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Deborah Smith. Or does she go by Deborah or Deborah? I don't know. I thought I was
by Deborah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was listening.
Yeah.
I'm a Deborah too, but I'm a D-E-B-R-A Deborah. My dad would call me Deborah, though. Hi, Deborah. What's going on? It was cute.
And I can put this in the chat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And I used to think your maiden name was Wrap Up for it, which it's not.
So many people make that mistake. So
well, there was a Dr. Rappaport in Highland Park.
Well, there's tons of Rappaports.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's rapport. You have a rapport with somebody.
Nice, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it took me and Lou. I'll get that.
You and a lot of others.
So here we go. All right. And so anyway, so the new age of social selling, basically if you bought a coffee mug and you liked it, or the water bottle that Debbie has, you share it, you get a commission for sharing it, you know. It's just really easy. It came out of the thing that the current generation wants to be paid for the referral. So this genius created it, and we're going to have him on the show next week. So it'd be kind of cool. Tune in if you want to learn how to make money, financial wellness, just by doing what you do. All right, I'm going to run our ending. Let me see if I should be able to do that with ease, I think. Here we go. Ba-ba-ba. There we go.